My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life, our life in Christ, in this life is an interior life. We do all that we can to enhance our interior life, to grow in our hearts, because we know that this is a place where Jesus is. When we receive the Eucharist, and the presence of Christ within us grows, and we become more intimately bound up with Christ. And so our Lord is always looking not just to the surface, but he wants to see what's in our hearts. We can see that Eve and Adam were lured into giving up the beauty that God had given them in this garden by looking to the surface. Eve looked at the fruit and saw that it was good and desirable to the eyes, pleasing to the eyes. And so the evil one knows how to get at that interior, what's beautiful inside of us, and to spoil it. And so we need to be aware of what's going on interiorly. Jesus said to this man who he healed, that he didn't want him to tell anybody. I don't know how he would do that. He couldn't hear before and he couldn't speak before, and now all of a sudden he's praising God. But what Jesus is encouraging is that interior life. Don't tell anyone. In other words, allow that life within you to grow. That's why when we receive the Holy Eucharist at Mass, we take the time just to be quiet for a bit and to unite our hearts to Jesus. So many things grow in us and blossom inside of us. Jesus says, be open. So maybe when you receive him today, hear him say that to you and to me, that our ears would be open. Not these ears. They might be filled with wax. But our Lord opens up the interior ears of our hearts so we can really hear him and listen to him, and he feeds us. So let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, who builds up our interior life and allows us to speak to him, to hear him. He feeds us now in this Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm.